transmission.
Yo. Oh, look who's here. Hi. Where are you going? It is 1930 UTC, the time at which my cat Pippa decides to walk up to me and then walk over into the bathroom. It is also the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins, so I feel like maybe we should begin this. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee. And I call today's meeting to order. What are we doing today? Well, I don't really know. Actually, I sort of know. We're not doing a whole heck of a lot. Let me just say that right now. Because it stopped raining, the thunderstorms moved and went away, and so it's hot again. And look at that. It's not even noon and it's 84 degrees. It's creeping up there. And look at this. Now they're telling me that it's going to be 100 degrees on Friday. I do not need 100 degrees on Friday. I don't need 100 degrees on any day. Yeah, so obviously nothing is happening today. Although it occurs to me, I think I have to go to the store. Oh, that's not going to be fun. Yoda. Yeah, there's a heat advisory and everything on this lovely, what is today, Wednesday? And to make everything even more interesting, yeah, today's Wednesday. Today is also a major holiday for me and a lot of Americans. Today is American Independence Day, the 4th of July. And it's so hot that I probably will not light any fireworks until the sun goes down. And even then, it's going to be a little bit hot. But if we're lucky, maybe some of this heat will dry up the humidity. Oh, now they're telling me it's going to be 101 on Friday and windy. But thunderstorms are coming back on Saturday, and it'll only get up to 87. 87 degrees in a thunderstorm. That's going to be brutal. That's going to be super humid. Yowza. Yowza. Speaking of humidity, and I don't know if this is related, but I've started seeing fireflies. Usually we don't start to see fireflies until a little bit later in the summer. But, you know, whatever the conditions are that are good for fireflies, we have achieved them. And so, if I see fireflies floating around. And I do love bioluminescence. I've been a fan of bioluminescence since I was a very young child. And, therefore, I do love fireflies. Pretty much the only bioluminescent thing we've got around where I live. And so, although I am dying to find some bioluminescent mushrooms, there are some mushrooms that glow. They glow in the dark, but I don't think they glow around here. I mean, grow around here. But, you know, I should look into that further. I've never seen a glow-in-the-dark mushroom in real life. I've seen photos of them, and you can find them online, just, you know, do a search for glow-in-the-dark or glowing mushroom, and you will find some glowing mushrooms. Bioluminescent fungus is responsible for the phenomenon that we know as foxfire. And so I've always been interested in that. So I'm glad to see fireflies, or as I sometimes call them, lightning bugs. Does anybody else call a firefly lightning bugs? Or is this a regional thing where I live? As a matter of fact, When I was a very young kid, all the other kids in the neighborhood always referred to them as lightning bugs. And I didn't start calling them fireflies until I was much older, and I learned that not everybody calls them lightning bugs. So I'm wondering, what do you call them where you live? Do you refer to these insects as lightning bugs or fireflies or something else? But I was thinking about fireflies last night, and I started thinking about, the name lightning bugs. I kind of like lightning bug, a bug that creates lightning. And then I started thinking, okay, what if lightning bugs also created thunder? Lightning creates thunder, so, what if a lightning bug also created thunder when it flashed? Of course, this might not be very loud thunder, not like regular thunder, maybe just like little popping like firecrackers or something. Instead of kaboom like regular thunder, we would have, snap. Which would be interesting, because then we'd have, bugs out there just going snap, 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 bap, bada bap. Might sound like gunfire or fireworks or something. That would be cool. It would be cool, especially if it was loud. If it was loud as a firecracker, so you could hear it. That would be cool. I want that to happen. I want my lightning bugs to make thunder too. Thunder bugs. Not enough thunder bugs in the world. Yeah, so anywho, I'm sitting here. There's no football on today, technically speaking. There's a game tomorrow. And so today I'm watching replays of games, and I think there's supposed to be something on coming up. Oh yeah, that's not for another, 20 minutes or so, a Switzerland game. Yeah, I will probably watch that. I will watch that, I think. So, while we're on the TV schedule here, we gotta start looking for other stuff. So I'm creeping up on Movieplex. Nothing's on, nothing's on. Flyboys at night. And that's about it. So let's go to 87. And we've got a couple of shows I might watch. No, and maybe, but probably not. Straight Outta Compton is on again tonight. Twice. If you want to get the NWA story. I have watched parts of that, and it was kind of okay. On the other hand, it was also kind of strange in the sense that, oh, look, the 90s, the late 80s and the 90s. Wasn't that interesting? Oh my goodness, look what's on. Oh my God. Roller Town is on in about 15 minutes. Roller Town is one of those horribly, horrible, cheesy movies. But it's kind of funny and weird. Independent strange thing. I've seen parts of it. It's kind of cringeworthy, so I can't watch too much of it all at once. Let me read you the description. Only one man has enough funk to boogie video game shilling gangsters back to oblivion in a town full of roller skating enthusiasts. Like I said, it's weird, but it's kind of interesting. Too bad I probably won't have time to watch it because I'll be watching my football. Okay, what else? We gotta keep going around, loop around. And Sesame Street is on in 20 minutes, oh, 15 minutes. La da 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 da, da di da di da, and I think we're good. Ooh. And he yawns. Oh, look what's on right now. Picnic at Hanging Rock. Over on TCM. Let's flip over to that. Where are we at? Oh, yes. We're only about an hour into it. We're about halfway through, maybe. Oh, look at that lizard. There's a lizard on a rock. Picnic at Hanging Rock is pretty good. Is this actually an Australian movie? I don't know. It takes place in Australia. I kind of assumed that it just sort of was, but... yeah, it's a cool film. I saw it recently. I just watched it like last month or maybe 2 months ago. It's kind of weird. In the early 1900s, Miranda attends a girls' boarding school in Australia. One Valentine's Day, the school's typically strict headmistress treats the girls to a picnic field trip to an unusual but scenic volcanic formation called Hanging Rock. Despite rules against it, Miranda and several other girls venture off. It's not until the end of the day that the faculty realizes the girls and one of the teachers have disappeared mysteriously. Yeah, it's kind of a classic. So, anywho.
I guess we don't really need to watch it.
Why am I yawning so much? I'm not that tired. I did go to bed a little bit later than I should have. I was trying to go to bed early, but that really didn't work out. Oh, and then I woke up this morning. Early. Like 7:30-ish. Rolled over and started going back to sleep. And just as I was falling asleep, my cat came running through and she jumped on me and launched off me. She likes to jump over the side of the futon onto me and then use me as a springboard to carry her into the bathroom. And that can be shocking. When you're almost asleep, you're just about to fall asleep, everything's quiet, everything's peaceful, you're dozing off into the land of slumber, and then suddenly, sala-damn! A cat jumps on you. and doesn't stay there. You know, you're a springboard. You're just being jumped on so that the cat can get some extra lift, making the second jump off of you. Yeah. So I was like, hooah! And that kept me up for about another, well, I was going to say 15 minutes, but I doubt it was really that long. Maybe 5 to 10 minutes. Oh. Then I woke up again. Oh, probably around 9 o'clock. And I went, oh, I should probably get up. So I started going through my stretching motions. I have to stretch before I get out of bed, meaning before I get up off the ground. Otherwise, I'll get cramps and it'll be weird. And then I sort of kind of fell asleep in one of my cramp-relieving positions. I have these funny positions I prop myself into. My legs will be up and or I'll be upside down with my legs splayed out so that my legs can stretch out. But I dozed off while I was doing this, and that's not good, because you can't stay in that position too long, otherwise you'll give yourself problems. And so that's why my leg is sore a little bit right now. Ooh. I kind of want to go walking. But we can't go to the mall today, because the mall is closed. I haven't been to the mall in forever. It's been a year since I've been to the mall. Maybe not that long. Yowza. Can't go outside to walk. Well, maybe I'll have to go to the store just to do some walking. That'll be fun. I love drinking tea. That tea is very lemony. Yum, yum, yum. All right, so what else am I doing? I kind of haven't been doing much lately. Oh, I just remembered what I had to gotta do. I gotta call Juarez. Juarez hasn't responded to my email, and so I'm wondering maybe he has got a down computer or something. So I haven't heard back from him yet, so I better call him up. I gotta remember to call Juarez. James Juarez. Just to see what he's doing. Oh, and you know, there's another thing I gotta do. Can't do it today, though. I gotta get new glasses. I've been putting it off. You know, I managed to repair my glasses good enough that they work and everything, and so I'm not feeling that desperate need to go out and get a new pair of glasses, but I have to. I gotta. Where is that place again? It's. I gotta. The place I got my current glasses moved, and I think I know where they went, but I gotta go over there and find out if they take my insurance and blah blah blah. And if they do, then I gotta set up an appointment because I know that their eye doctor isn't there all the time because obviously I need a new prescription and I gotta get bifocals because I'm old. Yeah, my eyes are strange. It's like I have no problem seeing anything about arm's length in front of me. Everything else after that's blurry. So I put on glasses so I can drive and stuff. But then the glasses make me not be able to see things close to my face. So I have to take my glasses off. Da 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 da. So yeah, it's time for bifocals. That'll be interesting. And I'm, what is this gonna cost me? Yeah, I don't even want to think about it. No, it shouldn't be too bad. What am I complaining about? It won't be horrible. What else happened yesterday? Yesterday was sort of interesting. The painting guys came back and they touched up some stuff and replaced two of the three windows. When they were painting, if you'll remember, if you're a regular listener to the Dubious Goals Committee, you know that some of my windows got broken while they were painting and doing stuff, and so the glass has to be replaced. And two panes have been replaced, but the third hasn't, which is kind of odd. So we might see that guy today. Also, is the Mason supposed to come today? Should I be looking out for this guy? My chimney requires some tuck pointing. And every time I say it, tuck pointing, I am glad that I have got to say tuck pointing because how many times in your life are you going to ever use the phrase tuck pointing? Yeah, you know, if you're a Mason, you're going to say tuck pointing a lot. Or, you know, if you're in construction and you're a contractor and you're going to need, you know, masons and tuck pointers. But as a, I don't want to say regular human being because I do not really see myself as being regular in any form. And I never get to say tuck pointing. So maybe, just maybe, the guy will show up to do the tuck pointing on my chimney today. Who knows? Do you require tuck pointing? You might. So here we are, sitting on the floor in front of the TV, waiting for some tuck pointing. Guess what else is on? Well, let's flip over to that real quick. There's a Nebraska football game on right now. Not a live game. Yeah, this is a Nebraska football classic from December 26th, 2015. That's right. When you live in Nebraska and you don't have any professional sports, you worship the college football team. Ask anybody who's from Nebraska. They know all about the Cornhuskers. And if you follow college football, you probably are familiar with the Cornhuskers yourself. But here in Nebraska, when it's not football season, we just run old Nebraska football games. And watch them. This is the Foster Farms Bowl between the Nebraska Cornhuskers and UCLA. I'm trying to think if I remember this game. Because I think 2015. Yeah. See, I used to go over to my friend Brian's house to watch these games. My friend Brian is a Nebraska Cornhuskers nut. He does like Nebraska football. And sometimes we, meaning friends of Brian, go over to his house and watch the games. And he's got a huge TV. I'm not joking when I say his TV is twice the size of mine, meaning twice as tall and twice as long. In other words, four times as large. My TV screen area is one quarter of the size of his. That damn TV takes up an entire wall. And it's fun to watch sports on. Oh, I was over there last week, or 10 days ago, watching World Cup. And about 2 or 3 weeks before that, we were watching some cricket. It's a neat TV. I don't think, every once in a while I think, oh, I'd like to have a TV like that. And then I realize, well, where would I put it? I can't put it here because it won't fit. It just blocks stuff. I can't put it over there because it would be in front of the windows. The only place I could put it would be like right here, but then there's nowhere to sit. If I put it here behind me, which is about the right size, then I don't have anywhere to sit to watch it. It makes no sense. Plus, I don't need a new TV. I love my TV. I love the TV I have. I think it's just the right size for me. I swear to God, it's a meter wide. I haven't actually measured it, but it's close to a meter wide. And I like it. It makes football look really good. And what's even funnier is on the remote. Where is it? Here's my remote. Yeah, there's this button on it right here. It says football. What happens when you press it? I don't think it did anything. There it goes. It goes live. There. It says live football mode. It pulls up this window. And you can turn it on. It says turn on. Sets the best picture and sound for football and soccer. And it's kind of weird. It makes the screen colors a little bit darker. And the sound gets filtered strangely. Like the bass gets boosted. And so, you know, all the static of the crowd noise just sort of gets louder. It's kind of odd. I have tried watching football games with it on, and I kind of didn't like it. I was like, this is just weird. Who thinks this is good? Obviously, somebody at Sony thought it was a good idea. I just like the fact there's a football button on my remote. It's just, it's so weird. Oh. Everything is weird to me these days. Everything strikes me as being slightly odd. All right, where are we with my game? I'm going back to... Yeah, here we go. They're showing Vlade Petkovic. He's the coach for Switzerland. Kind of been impressed by Switzerland. You know, I'm familiar with the Swiss team to a degree. I probably know three guys. It doesn't matter. But Switzerland sort of traditionally, or at least for the last couple of years, they've sort of been hot and cold. When they're good, they're really good. When they're not good, they're really not good. But during the World Cup here, they've managed to turn it on. And I've been pretty impressed. I don't know how far they're gonna get. I don't want to make any predictions to sound rude, but I sort of have an idea when they will get knocked out. But they can make it through this round. I don't know. I don't know. I still think Belgium could win it all. I'm pretty excited about that. I knew from the beginning that Belgium was going to be good, and it's been driving me nuts, listening to all the pundits talk about Spain and Germany. For a month before the World Cup happens, that's all anybody would talk about. Oh, Ronaldo. Oh, Germany. Oh, Leo Messi. Oh, Neymar. Okay. Yeah. And not once did I hear anybody ever say Belgium and their pure Belgian dominance. Every single guy on their team is a top flight guy. How come nobody saw this? Not even the bookmakers saw this. I mean, they at the beginning of the cup, Belgium was going off at 11 to 1. 11 to 1. Spain and Germany, the favorites, the odds were, what, 9 to 2? Or 2 to 9, however you want to express that. Wow. Somebody messed up. I just wish we had sports betting here in Nebraska. Nebraska's a very conservative state. We didn't get any kind of gambling. Well, we had church bingo. Then we started slowly getting gambling, and Council Bluffs, Iowa, got riverboat casinos, and so we had a casino. And then I'm not telling you this in the proper order. We also got Keno and state and national lotteries. We also have had pari-mutuel wrestling or wrestling horse racing for as long as I can remember. So, you have a lot of options for gambling. At one point in time, there was a dog track across the river, too. You have a lot of options for gambling, except for sports betting, which is what most people want to do. And I do know some illegal bookies, but they only take bets on American football, usually even just college football. I know one guy who only takes bets on college football. Although now that I think about it, one of the guys I know might take basketball bets. But needless to say, none of these guys take football bets, stuff that I would want to bet on. That's odd to me. Why can't the casino across the river in Iowa get a sports book? It's weird. And the whole we can't bet on sports in America is bizarre because that's where all the illegal gambling is happening. There's very few illegal craps games and card games and stuff like that. All of the illegal gambling going on in America is sports betting. And that's the one thing that they don't want to legalize. It doesn't make any sense to me, but not a lot of stuff does. I don't know what I'm ever talking about. Who am I, you might ask? Well, my name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. Anon Radio, a streaming radio service of the Superdimension Fortress. My name's Tobe. I'm out of here. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of